Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg on a Monday, man. I'm hurt because I was up watching the Grammys last night and there's so much to talk about. So a lot going on.
And they make it hard to let you turn it off.
Oh, Peter, you sound really far away.
Yeah.
Are you still recovering too from watching the Grammys late night?
I'm super reaching right now. I just said that they make it so hard to turn it off.
I know. I know, that's the crazy part.
Next. Oh, and next. And you're like, oh, is it next? Is it next? Here I go.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There was some fun moments and there were some cringe moments and there were some moments where you're like, oh, I didn't know it was gonna go down like this.
Right.
So later on in the show we'll play you Jay-Z's speech that shook up the Grammys and everybody being like, oh, tell me how you feel.
Right.
And then arrests were made at the Grammys that were wild.
It was a movie.
It was a lot.
It was a lot going on.
It had a lot.
Shout out to Africa. Just getting some love.
Yes, man. Burna Boy was on fire. And our girl Tyla with, you know, her song Water.
Make me sweat.
Yes, big winner. So it's a lot. We'll cover it later on coming up in the Flash and Lights report. But right now, we have some tickets to give away. We have tickets to see Kevin Gates at the Ceremony Tour live at Irving Plaza. It goes down April 4th, made hot by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now. But let's see who's on the line. Hello.
We got Nakira.
Good morning.
Wow. Good morning, Nakira. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Laura?
And I'm the good.
Team, I'm sorry.
I am good, and the whole squad. I think they're good. Shawnee, you good?
I'm good.
We good.
Everybody's good. Hold on real quick, Penny.
I'm not all the way good, though.
We can tell what happened.
Man. It's a baby coming around here. It's tiring, man. There's a lot going on.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I love the babies. I love the kids, but I'm tired.
But I mean, you know, you knew it was coming. It's not a surprise right now. And you've been here before. So what are we talking about?
I'm just tired.
True.
Just tired.
Got you.
Just tired, man.
That's real.
Just tired. I want to go back to sleep, man.
That's real, too.
Who else we got on the line?
We got John John.
John John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John John.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just lazy Monday vibes. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm getting ready to work.
There you go.
Well, look,
Laura, who wants to represent you? Who you got?
Let me see. We didn't ask her. Let's ask her real quick.
Well, Laura, I want you to represent me. We got to
okay.
Go.
All right. Perfect. Me and you. Nakira. Let's do this. Nakira.
Yes.
All right. Nakira, you got Laura. I got John John. So nice they named him twice.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I didn't even turn them Grammys on last night. That's how tired I was. I didn't watch nothing.
Wow.
It was good, Rosenberg. You was up in it.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. There was a lot of upside. There was a lot.
I like it. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lose.
Here we go. Netflix just released a documentary about Ebro.
Documentary about the We Are the World song.
That's right, 80s mega hit. What are the three secondary colors? Laura?
Secondary colors are green, orange, green, orange. I'm missing one. And
three.
Purple.
Two. That's correct. Universal Music Group pulled their music.
Ebro.
TikTok.
From TikTok, you don't stop. Which civil right leader was shot and killed I was kind of tired. Rosenberg, what'd you say?
I couldn't tell. Your Ebro's up mad loud, so...
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and I turned him down. All right, Laura, go ahead.
MLK.
MLK, correct. Tie game.
His name is His name is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. It's not an acronym.
It was announced who will be... who will play Catherine Jackson?
Ebro. That would be Nia Long.
Wow, for the tiebreaker. Ebro wins.
Hey, John, we did it, baby.
He distracted us, Laura.
Yes.
Yeah, John, we did it. Nakira, I love you. John, me and your sleepy self, we got it done. Nakira, we love you.
Nakira.
Who's going to do it? It's okay, Laura, next time.
There it is. What are we giving, Laura? What do we got?
Enjoy your week.
Thank you, Nakira.
Tickets to see Kevin Gates at the Ceremony Tour live at Irving Plaza on April 4th.
Kevin Gates. Stay away from that stage. Ain't no telling what goes on that stage, man.
Yep.
Stay in the back of the crowd, bro. He might try to steal your girl, too. Hang on, John. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll go through the big moments, big speeches, and big winners at the Grammys. Coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97 tomorrow.
Hey. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. What's cracking, y'all? Monday vibes. Here's the good news. Good news is... all week long, it's sunshine.
Okay.
Whoa. And it's like in the 40s. Yo, was Punxsutawney Phil really right? Shawnee, I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you this weekend.
Talk to me.
I was hearing something on the Groundhogs, and I remember last week when the Punxsutawney Phil Groundhog came out talking about, they were talking about he saw a shadow. No, he didn't see a shadow, so now... is that how it works? Didn't see the shadow, so now spring is coming quicker.
I thought he does see a shadow. I don't know.
Does see the shadow in spring? Either way, I read stats on it.
Okay.
Bro, since they've been keeping score on this for like 100 and something years, his percentage is like 38%.
It's that bad?
It's bad, bro. I was like, yo, no wonder. I was like, Shawnee got this right, bro. Don't believe it.
Because I'm like, come on, dog.
But this weekend it's going to be like 60 degrees, though.
Yo.
Saturday is 58 and sunny, fam.
Yeah, your Super Bowl Sunday looks 37 to 50. Not too bad.
I need to know, bro, who was the first person that thought that these low, what are they? I don't know. I don't want to say rodents, but
yo,
you know.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, bro. I don't know if you've ever Googled it. But go and look at the celebration they put together to look at this groundhog. The thing is a full-on tailgate of epic proportions, bro. They sell groundhog hats.
Yo,
they out
crazy.
There plastered, bro. They are out there wasted.
And we all fall for it. We be waiting like, did he see his shadow? You want to talk about conspiracy theorists? Who came up with the conspiracy theory? That if a shadow was seen, we was going to get... weather ain't been predictable since the beginning of time.
I mean, they be trying, though. They trying. I mean, they trying.
The conspiracy would have to imply that there's someone who benefits at the end either way.
How is...
It's just a party.
How is trying to guess whether or not winter is going to be longer or shorter some sort of nefarious production?
Yeah,
it always is.
They just want people to buy a T-shirt from their town.
Now that's nefarious. Okay. Maybe that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they wanted a reason to get drunk.
Yeah, it's a party.
And buy a groundhog hat with long ears on it.
Right.
Right.
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles. Yeah.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
So the 2024 Grammys took place last night live from Los Angeles. Killer Mike won big in the rap category, scoring awards for Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance for Scientists and Engineers, and Best Rap Album for Mike.
Sweet.
And got arrested at the Grammys also.
Well, that's not a part of this. People get arrested every day,
Cool J.
Yeah. But the fact that they put him in handcuffs, bro, at the arena, like, come on.
But we don't know the story.
So, according to TMZ, they're just saying that he got into a physical altercation with a security outside. And that's what led to it.
I mean,
a shove.
Oh, well, just like a little shove.
Yeah, with security trying to get in while he was waiting in the rain.
Wait, after he won? Oh, because they did the early. He won. They didn't show the rap categories on TV, so he won early at the different thing, and then tried to come to the main thing.
So I'm assuming at some point he was outside, and they weren't trying to let him in.
It's raining on him,
and they were saying it was a citizen's arrest too, bro. We'll get into it more later.
Citizen's arrest.
He got his suit on.
What?
Yeah.
What is this, Mayberry?
Yeah.
What's going on here, bro? Yo.
But the big that was big yesterday. It was trending because people were really upset, of course. But Jay-Z's speech was the one that shook the table. Jay-Z was awarded with the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he used his speech to talk about the greats that came before him, and heavily suggested that the Grammys' history of placing rap on the back burner, or at very least, like, not being televised. He was just going in, and then he had some words to say also about his wife.
We want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. But most Grammys never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. Some of you don't belong in the category. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman, until they call you a genius, until they call you the greatest of all time. You feel me?
Word.
It was pretty fire. He threw in some, and like that whole part about Beyonce and about the, they make it the category, like they shouldn't even belong in the category. I mean, there's a lot of truth bombs being dropped there.
I mean, when he gets nervous, he tells the truth.
And I love that he said that because he was nervous. It was probably the most nervous I've ever seen him.
I mean, ask yourself, how many times you get to see Jay-Z public speak, though? I mean, and I tell y'all, Jay-Z don't really like none of that. Well, he don't like public speaking at all.
My guess is this was an obligation because Dre asked him to be the first recipient of his award. That would be my guess. I was trying to think of why he was there. And then I remember that Dre spoke last year because it was the inaugural. And then I'm like, oh, if Dre asked him to come be the first, he had to do it.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But then he was going to make it something.
We'll dig deeper into it. We're running a little off schedule right now. We got to tighten up. It's Monday. Sorry.
Laura, all right, that's your flash and lights report. Time is 7:06, a high of 44 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yeah, man, Monday vibes, man. We're going to tighten up, come through with the congratulations you played yourself. I'm sure there's plenty to go around. Got to hit my brother Killer Mike with it. How you get arrested after you win, bro, and now everybody want to make that the story? It's super hip-hop, though. Hopefully y'all go stream that music. We're going to get that Scientists and Engineers on this morning. Why not? You know what I mean? We was playing it. We supporting it. Was your favorite radio show supporting it like we were? And speaking of LLJ Cool J, I think I got to hit us with the button, bro. Something happened this weekend.
I can't wait.
Man, it's all coming up. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
WQHTFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Shout out to Hampton University, man, beating Howard in the Invesco QQ. Came down to the wire. I was watching. It was on TNT. I was watching with the family on Saturday evening. And, yeah, man, shout out to Michael B. Jordan, who been putting that tournament together. And it was an it's an invitational that's been coming to Newark for the past 3 years. Michael B. Jordan was there. But anyway, I'm at home. Well, I'm at family's crib, not my house, but at the crib with some of my nephews watching the game come down to the wire. And you know, Howard University had the lead.
Yeah.
And blew it. And one of my nephews goes, LLJ Cool J. Yo. Cool J. I was like, no. No.
Yes.
You're upset that he listens to the show?
No, I was just kind of like, I don't even know if he knows who LL Cool J is.
Did you ask?
Well, when I was like, yo, I was like, who's LL Cool J? He was like, who?
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
LLJ Cool J.
It took him a sec. He knows who it is, but I'm worried.
Because now they become two separate things.
Well, no, that would be okay if it was two separate things and people actually know who LL Cool J is. And they don't associate that audio with LL Cool J. I'm fearful that people think the man's name is LL J Cool J.
Listen, as much as I love LL and I don't want that to happen, if it's an indicator that our show is that popular, that's just an L that someone's going to have to take. All right.
LLJ Cool.
Well, hit us with the button then, damn it, because it might be us.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
And so.
I don't play.
And Howard University, you get the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We constantly hear that Howard University is the real HU. But then you lost to the other HU.
Well, I mean, this has been happening forever. They go back and forth.
They go back and forth. But I wanted to hit Howard with the button for blowing the lead.
Congratulations. Anyway. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So I don't know if you guys peeped this yesterday, but, you know, the Recording Academy was announcing a bunch of early Grammy Award winners via Twitter, you know, ahead of Sunday night's official show. Then they appeared to mistakenly announce Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice's Barbie World as the winner of Best Rap Song.
This happened on television?
No. Twitter.
Oh.
Then they had to quickly delete it and then, you know, officially announce that scientists and engineers, Killer Mike, actually won. But, you know, people were like, because, you know, as soon as that went up, it went everywhere. And then it was like, whoa.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's a button. Yeah, I mean, look, it happens. And you get a button when it happens.
Well, look, Laura, shouldn't we include a button for Killer Mike, our brother, man? That's my guy. But, bro, I was out. Yo, I saw that he swept the whole rap category. I'm so hyped. When Killer Mike was rolling out this album, I had called him. I would call him probably every 3 months. He worked on this album for, I want to say, like 2 years straight. I mean, he put everything he had into this album. And to win all of these awards is just, I mean, it's beautiful, man.
The biggest congratulations you could get, honestly. Yeah.
It's literally, I was ecstatic for him. And then I open my damn social media and see him getting escorted through wherever they were with handcuffs on. I'm like, yo, what'd they do to Mike?
I know.
What's good? Yeah, to smack somebody was really good.
At first, I thought it was like perfect marketing for him. Because like it is kind of his brand, right? That he would win, and then the man comes and shows up and tries to haul him off as he wins.
That's right.
In some ways, it's great branding. So I was like, you know what? He's going to make this work for him.
Well, no, I hope it works for him.
But at the same time, your point is, how do we get here?
And right now, why are we doing this right now? But you know what, Rosenberg? Hit me with the button. Maybe I'm not seeing the full picture.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So TMZ, like I told you guys, was reporting that he got into an incident with a security guard trying to get in somewhere. And I guess he shoved a security guard or something. And that's what led to the arrest.
Come on.
Wow. And you know what's messed up? I saw people assuming he had like a warrant. Like I saw people.
What?
In defense of him. But they thought he had, you know, they could have gotten him all weekend. He was out here doing this. He was out there doing that. Why'd they have to wait for the Grammys? Well, because that was when he got in trouble, apparently. There was no warrant.
Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't have a warrant. It wasn't looking for him and then just nabbed him at the Grammys.
Right.
Hit those people with the button.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, though.
Congratulations.
You know what? Can I tell you something? That never crossed my mind. It never crossed my mind that Killer Mike had a warrant in Los Angeles.
I mean,
Atlanta. And they came and nabbed Killer Mike at the Grammys.
Well, what did you think? It was like mistaken.
I thought he got into something.
He was wilding out and they took him away.
Like, Ebro assumed what happened. Like, something happened.
I thought he got into it with someone or a fight. You know, he had to smack somebody. Somebody was tripping.
It sounded like Killer Mike
was on the run.
He does be having them guns, bro. I mean, legally.
Well, you can have a gun in California. That's not illegal. Right.
He lives in Atlanta. So I was like, oh, maybe he forgot to bring his... Maybe he had the wrong license.
I didn't think that either. I was just like, yo, he was at the Grammys backstage and someone left. Don't try to get me to talk about Kai Cenat, Juanito. He didn't even know who Killer Mike was, and he lives in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
But y'all, listen, all of y'all that complain about rap music and never listen to the Killer Mike album, you get this button too.
Oh, big
button. And you know, the Grammys gets a lot of things wrong. You know, as Hov pointed out, Beyonce being the most winning Grammy artist in history and never has gotten album of the year.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
The rap category, the hip hop team over there, which is a whole separate team than the general awards, they got it right, giving it to Killer Mike.
It was absolutely the best rap album this year. It was very, very clear and obvious. But if I was to give one congrats, I would say that while we're all talking about the amazing things Jay-Z said, and we'll dive into it more as the show goes on, pointing out the inconsistencies and problems with the Grammys and how it started all the way back when Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince won, you know, nearly 40 years ago. It's crazy that last night when Killer Mike won, that award still was not given on television.
LLJ Cool J.
The rap album. Come on.
So you're telling me the most popular music genre available on planet Earth right now, y'all not putting that on television?
The album. I don't need rap song collaboration, whatever they called it now. But rap album, like y'all, if they put up country album, which makes sense, put up rap album. That makes sense. Hit the button. Yeah. That's crazy.
LLJ Cool J.
That's not the button. See, Sonny, see what we're doing? That's not the button. Yeah.
Confusing the buttons, messing up LL. Hit us with the button. This is it. Whole thing's a travesty. Playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, what's funny is during Jay-Z's speech, I don't know if people saw the whole clip, but he mentions the... you know, he's a DJ, I'm a rapper moment with Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince and how, you know, they boycotted the Grammys at the time for not, you know, handling business. I think it was because they didn't even give those awards on TV at the time. That was what the boycott was about, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, which is what's funny about the fact that they're still not on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Jay talked about that and was like, yo, and then Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff went to the hotel and everybody went to the hotel, boycotted the Grammys and still watched the Grammys. He was like, yo, what type of boycott is that? And then he fast forwarded to 1999 when he won the Grammys and was up against DMX, who had two albums that year, and DMX wasn't nominated. And so Jay-Z boycotted the Grammys. But still went to the hotel room and watched the Grammys on TV.
Right.
Gotta see that moment.
Yo, which is really funny because, you know, we talk all this issue about the Grammys every year, but guess what we do? Turn it on and watch the Grammys. I mean, it's the second best award show.
I appreciate it. I appreciate his honesty.
It's the second best award show. The best award show is the BET Awards. Just keep it a B.
And there were some great moments last night.
Oh, phenomenal. I saw the, we're trying to find a live version of the Tracy Chapman. His name is Luke Combs. Good dude. Yeah. I met him before. I met him last year at the Super Bowl. And good dude, country artist, had a lot of success. Tracy Chapman moment, Laura said, had her tearing up.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It really was, man. It was dope. I think me and Cast One were we got pulled in.
I think it's almost just like the song itself triggered her. Because nothing everything. Happened that was sad. Like she was except that she got older and she looks gray. Besides that, she just sounded amazing and it was a wonderful performance of a song that everybody loves.
And you don't see her. I saw a tweet talking about that she's out of the public eye or has been for a long time, so you don't see her.
Yeah, that I think that's a big part of it too. And by the way, it's funny that everyone makes such a big deal about Taylor Swift at football games when they barely even show her. If you want to ever get annoyed with Taylor Swift, get annoyed with her standing up during everyone else's performance throughout the entire Grammys.
Well, because you know annoying. She want to be on TV. That's the annoying. I think that's why people are annoyed by Taylor Swift.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't even have it right. They don't even know. The football fans who are mad at her, they barely even show her. She's just watching the game. Yo. At the award shows, it's annoying. I know maybe she's just trying to be supportive, but you're too big a star to be standing up and singing during everyone else's performance because the camera's going to come to you.
Well, and you're mad tall. Mad tall.
Isn't the Super Bowl on CBS?
Ah, yes. The fix is in.
No, but she's always done this, though. That standing up thing, she's always done.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always irked me. I'm always like, all right, Taylor, sit your ass down and let Miley have her moment. Because it was a huge night for women. Let Billy have her moment. Let SZA have her moment. Everyone, when you stand up, you kind of suck the air out of the room a little bit.
No, she sucks. That's why.
Wait.
MC Light, the voice.
Oh, yeah, MC Light's the voice of all the award shows, period. In the discussion, you got that on lock. Got that on lock.
All from the BET Awards.
See, I told you the best award show there is. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Sun is shining all day and all week, it looks like. So let's just vibe out, love on each other. You know what I'm saying? Positive vibes. Cast 197 minutes of commercial free music. Curved is happening. DJ John's pulling up. It's going down. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Make me lose my breath, make me Bro, Killer Mike won three Grammys.
Three.
Swept the rap category, man. Best rap album, best rap song. With Andre 3000 gets a Grammy out of that, too.
That's right.
And Erin Allen Kane, who I love. She's great. Future's on that record. My man, No ID.
His best rap performance. Really dope, too.
Yo, so Andre 3000 effed around and won a rap Grammy after putting out a flute album. That's what? How fire his year has been.
I saw him on Friday. I was fluting it up with Andre.
Oh, how was the show?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Look, it was an hour. And I enjoy his ad-libs and his personal stories in between the flutes? Of course. I enjoyed that even more because he's just very charismatic and funny and honest. But... He had some moments where he paused and got emotional, but overall it was beautiful. LeBron James was in there. A lot of people were in there. Bilal went up on stage and did some, you know.
Oh, you went to a great night, the Friday night.
Yeah,
tour.
Yeah,
that was the
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I don't. Rosenberg went on. What was that? Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you approach LeBron James and tell him to come on the program?
I did not. It wasn't the time.
Bro, you're so whack, bro.
It was not the time and place.
Yo, speaking of whack. I saw Spike Lee on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to a little Invesco QQ Michael B. Jordan luncheon. Saw Angie Martinez, our man Ronnie Fieg from Kith. We was all hanging out. Victor Cruz, Spike Lee, some other notables in there. Justin Tuck. It was a good room of executives and people. But at any rate, I walked over to Spike Lee because, you know, I represent the show, Laura Styles, unlike you. You know what I'm saying? I see somebody be like, yo, man, we really love to have you on the program. So I walked over to Spike, got his email, told him we was going to call him today to celebrate the Knicks. But then the Knicks lost to the Lakers, LLJ.
First Knick game I watched this year, bro. It was a great game, by the way.
No, phenomenal game.
They just, I'm sorry, John, they just don't have enough. They need another piece, guy.
Well, nah, OG Mananobi was on the bench. He's hurt. And you got Julius Randle hurt. And it was still close. Okay. So that's something to hold you, keep your head up about. Shout to the Knicks faithful, man. I'm so happy to be a Knicks fan. It feels great, man.
Wait, what?
But my Lakers had to. Wait, nah, you said on Friday he wasn't Lakers here. Oh, yeah, Mitchell Robinson is out, too. But he's supposed to be back.
Shout out to my Lakers. You see 40-plus-year-old LeBron out there putting the clamps on the team. He locked the whole team down by himself.
Yo, LeBron is like 45, nasty. Right?
Yo, he's like 50.
He's 51.
Yo, did you see the picture circulating of LeBron when he was hanging out with Jalen Brunson during the 2006 All-Star game and Jalen Brunson was like a little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still in, LeBron's still in the league. That's crazy.
So, anyway, Laura, next time you're in a room with celebs, you got to go introduce yourself.
Hey, bro. He was with his wife in a corner having a real intimate moment, and all the bodyguards were around. And plus, you know how tight it is in there?
Blue Note, you can't say anything to anyone at Blue Note.
Exactly.
You look nuts.
Laura, he says, why didn't I go up to LeBron and said, you should come on to our show? Not the time or the place.
Don't listen to
Ebro. But I did get
Ebro.
A lot of
Don't
love, though. People were saying how much they love our shows.
Listen, man, I went over to Spike Lee on Friday and made sure I got his email. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, bro, how come you don't come on our show, man? Like,
but he has come on our show. Spike Lee's easy. That's way doable.
LeBron, he's come on our show, but nah, bro, he don't really come on our show like that. We need Spike Lee's awake right now in Brooklyn, sipping on some tea somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have him on to talk about the Knicks. The Knicks are just... I mean, the loss on Saturday night is not what you want to the Lakers.
That was frustrating.
It's frustrating. But still, a lot to be proud of for my Knicks, man. You know what I'm saying? They did a damn thing. Let's bring in DJ John. He used to be a Knicks fan. He's not really faithful, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's DJ John.
Just Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John.
Wow. The lines.
John, how'd you feel on Saturday?
Heart.
The team you used to ride for lost to the Lakers.
Those are false accusations that you're saying that I don't know what you're saying. But listen, my Knicks are doing a great.
That's right.
They're doing great right now. How about that?
Fire. And they really are missing a lot of pieces on Saturday night. They would have won that game if we had all the pieces.
You're we with the Knicks?
Huh?
Against the Lakers? Against the Lakers, you're we?
No, I mean, my Lakers, had to do our thing.
Wait, you're my Lakers and we Knicks? This is so crazy.
Listen, it's a different time, man.
What's today's date?
We and they.
Right. Yo, we and they is so nuts. We and we.
Time.
No, it's we versus we.
Hey, stop questioning my pronouns, all right? Chill out. So, John, what you giving to people right now if they call and they stump you with a question?
Win something for her Valentine's Day tickets. It's for the ladies, and it's a ladies' R&B Love Fest February 9th to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, Lox, and many more. Listen, you also qualify for a grand prize for dinner for two. Yeah, I guess for the Valentine's Day special, you get flowers, diamonds, earrings, made hot by Brooklyn Chop Shops.
That's dope.
Marie Brooms. Flatty's Diamonds. I mean, yeah. Prize dinner for two.
We outside.
Word.
Marie Blooms. Marie's Blooms.
Marie Blooms. Okay.
So, Laura, I need some advice. You know, it's a baby coming in this house. Anytime.
Yeah.
I need to go ahead and make a Valentine's plan, like, because we're in a holding pattern right now. We don't know. We don't know nothing about nothing. But I need to go ahead and make a Valentine's plan. Yes,
you should, because it's one of the few intimate moments y'all have together.
Right
after baby comes, it's go time.
Is it definitely baby before Valentine's or right
we
after?
Don't know.
We don't know.
Well, that's why you need a plan. That's why you gotta have a Valentine's in place plan.
That's right.
At home. Literally, it could go down at any moment.
Right, but then you could also be sitting there on February 14th, still waiting. And just because you're waiting doesn't mean you want to ignore Valentine's.
Right. Oh, I'm not going to ignore. I'm not going to ignore. I was definitely flowers, car, you know, I'm going to do that part of it. But the whole, like, going somewhere.
Right. To what extent do you go? Yeah, it, like, depending how she, you might just have to plan it and know there's a good chance she cancels right. 5 minutes before.
Right.
And if she cancels. It's
kind of,
But she's super maybe, active. She's
and maybe
moving.
Maybe do something not too far away. You know what I mean? Just a really good restaurant that she really likes. It doesn't have to be super fancy. You know, just something that she enjoys. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Shout to Canon. You know, big up to my relationship with the camera company, Canon. You know, they really came through with a lot of cameras over here. My camera game is stupid, so I really appreciate y'all.
Oh.
It looks stupendous.
And my relationship with them is super solid. So
I wonder how.
I mean, you know, I just be out here meeting people, Laura.
He bros out in these streets.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta walk
out in these streets.
And anyway, so it was this weekend was maternity shoot weekend. Oh. And you know, my wife, she don't like to spend money, guys. Well, I've told many stories about her where, like, she'll, you know, if something costs $2.50 and she's unhappy with it, she kept the receipt, she's taking it back.
Right. Principalities.
Makes sense.
Facts. So anyway, she decided she wanted a maternity shoot. So yeah, we found a corner of the house where we just put some fabric down on the rug. And guess who the cameraman was?
Who's that?
Issa.
Me.
Oh.
Oh, wow. You do it all, man. You do it all.
Here we go again.
Here I am again.
Do we believe him?
I set up lighting. You know what I mean? I had like a corner, you know, we had some white fabric on the ground. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had my camera? It's called
The
PowerShot G7X.
I use the PowerShot, the old PowerShot.
Mark III.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So are you wearing linen pants and barefoot?
Yes, Laura Stiles. The answer is yes.
Now, by the way, again, not giving credit where it's due, he's marrying a woman who knows how to take a nice picture. So she's going to set it all up. All he has to do is hit the button, okay? She was setting it up.
Nah, bro, I had to situate the dress that she had on and make sure it was right. You know what I mean?
Dress situating.
I had to get the lighting right.
I think, Ebro, did you do makeup too? You did the makeup too?
Nah, I'm not on makeup. She kept me out of that. She kept me out of that one. She kept me out of that.
Oh, that's nice, though.
But yeah,
that's
it was maternity shoot time yesterday. But yeah, I think we got some shots, man. So maybe she'll let me share them on the gram one day.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? On the line right now is Lillian. Lillian.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. Hi, Lillian. I never met you guys.
Well, I'm happy to have you on because now I can reminisce about Eddie Murphy Raw. Lillian cannot go outside.
Nobody tells me that.
Lillian
tells me that.
You've never seen it?
Oh, you got to see it.
I seen it. What? I seen Eddie Murphy. I'm born 87.
Oh, okay. So you seen Raw and Delirious. Okay, good.
Yes.
Lillian.
That's all I ever heard growing up.
Goody Google.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was a Bigfoot.
Yo, Lillian, you got a question to stump DJ John for this whole package?
Yes, I do. When was the Yankees, because I know you guys are New York fans like I am, Knicks. When was the Yankees' first winning game? What year? I'm sorry, I apologize. What year?
First winning game? First game they won or first winning season? What are you asking? Oh, the first game that the Yankees ever won, what year?
Yes.
1906?
No, you close, though. It was
1923. LLJ. Oh. Oh, no, that sounds suspicious. I don't know if Lillian got this right.
Oh, that's a mess.
I don't know if I believe it.
You guys are Googling. I promise you.
I got to look it up.
Everybody got their phone. Look it up. It's
what do you got, Samsung?
Disrespect.
Apple.
That's right. She knows what it is.
Now Griff says 1913. See, this is a mess.
Griff says 1913.
Yeah.
First game Yankees won. 1913.
But you said 1906.
When did the Yankees win their first World Series?
You didn't say World Series.
Come on.
Everybody knows that was 1923.
Moving the goalposts.
Oh, man.
I got too excited because I never get you guys on the phone.
Aw, she was nervous.
Now,
okay.
now this I'm is really a fact. No, listen, Lillian definitely played herself in many ways because the first game first game at Yankee Stadium was 1923. They also won the World Series that year, but the first game they ever won, I believe, was 1913.
I was just a nervous guy.
Oh, Lillian. Come on, Lillian cannot come on the radio anymore. Lillian.
No, don't do that to me. I love you. No, we love you. Much.
We love you. We love you. Hang on one second. Either way, you're going to get laced up with this package. Who's it courtesy of?
Oh, my God.
Brooklyn Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds.
And hopefully you get a package that night, too. Hang on. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, what's happening?
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll talk about the big moments and the big winners from the Grammys last night. Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I don't believe that no disrespect means disrespect.
It depends how it's said.
It means you're about to say something disrespectful.
No, like, it means that you're trying to...
that can be interpreted as disrespect.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure that whomever you're talking to knows you're while the words may sound not so nice, I don't mean it that way.
There's two things. One, words change in society as time goes on. Okay. So no disrespect now does have a connotation of like it might be disrespect already. Mm-hmm. I think culturally that's just happened. And furthermore, if you say it with a certain tone,
no, yes,
like four or five times, it starts to be like, yo, my man, why are we just mentioning disrespect over and over again? Now all I'm hearing is disrespect.
Right. No, that is fact. What you're saying is that's fact. But I don't, it's tough because people use no disrespect, I think, mostly in the right way.
Right.
It's like, pardon me. You know what I mean? In a way. Like, because when people say, people don't even realize when they're like, you know, pardon me. You know what I mean? It's like you're interrupting or, you know, you're trying to get their attention in a way.
I think if you start off the sentence with no disrespect, yeah, it's going in the wrong direction.
Right, right.
If you say, look, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I mean no disrespect. It's kind of different. But if you start off, because there's a but coming.
Right, right.
No, it's really the but, you know, anytime somebody says something and throws a but on it, that means whatever they just said, they didn't mean it.
Exactly. Right. And thus it's
I'm not
disrespect.
Racist, but. Exactly.
It is true. So maybe it's the butt, Shawnee. Maybe it's the butt.
No disrespect, really butt. But now you like, you about to disrespect me.
Here we go.
Well, let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Super. Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights. I know you're ready for the
flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on. All right, the 2024 Grammys took place last night in Los Angeles. All right, some of the big winners. First of all, I didn't mention that Record of the Year went to Miley Cyrus for Flowers.
These aren't the categories that we care about,
Laura. Taylor Swift, Midnight.
Nobody cares.
I was just letting you know off the top because I didn't. Earlier, you were complaining that I didn't mention it.
No. I was complaining that I didn't know. I was just like, I literally haven't seen it. But it's
all right, where I told you, so now you know.
Thank you.
So Killer Mike won big in the rap category, scoring all of the awards for Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance for Scientists and Engineers, and Best Rap Album for Michael.
Yeah.
So that was a fire. Also, Lil Durk and J. Cole won a Grammy for Best Melodic Rap Performance for All My Life. Victoria Monet won for Best R&B Album for Jaguar.
Yo, that right there is wow. Best R&B album.
That's right.
Victoria Monet. That means Victoria Monet beat SZA. Mm.
Yes. SZA won, though, also.
Yeah.
But not for the album.
Yeah, I guess not for album.
Wow.
She is SZA scored for Best Progressive R&B Album for SOS.
And for...
And then for Best Pop Duo and Performance for Ghost in the Machine with Phoebe Bridgers.
And for R&B Song, Snooze.
So she did good. I mean, SZA walked away with a few. Tyla won for Best African Music Performance for Water.
And the Nigerian collective is not here for it. Because that means she beat Burna Boy, Davido, Olamide, and Ira Starr, which are all Nigerian. And they're like, yo, yeah, it's going to be a mess out here today.
Yeah. Coco Jones won her first Grammy for Best R&B Performance for ICU. Love Coco Jones.
That's dope.
So that was pretty fire. So the moment, though, that got everybody talking was Jay-Z. He was awarded the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he's used his speech to talk about the hip-hop greats, and he had some very interesting words yesterday. Go ahead, Shani.
We want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously, it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously, it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion-based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. Mm. But most Grammys never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed.
Yo, double entendre.
Some of you don't belong in the category.
Oh.
No, that was it. Now, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman. Until they call you a genius. Until they call you the greatest of all time. You feel me?
It made a lot of sense what you said earlier, Rosenberg. About the reason Hove was even there was out of respect for Dr. Dre.
Well, because remember, Dre gave the speech last year because they named the award after him. So right. It would then make sense that in year one of that award, Dre's going to want to bring a heavy hitter. And he asked Jay to do it. Jay kind of has to say yes, right? But then he's going to make it a moment and say something he needs to get off his chest because he's always had this fraught relationship with the Grammys. I mean, he's tied for the most nominations of all time.
Right, and so has hip-hop.
Right, and so has hip-hop. So he really did a great job, man. And as I said earlier, it's pretty amazing. Yet, even on that night, we talk about how far it's gone and how they've made it better. Killer Mike's win was hours earlier for Rap Album. Why is Rap Album not on stage at the Grammys?
Well, is there a discrepancy between the production of the award show and what CBS and the people who produce the award show want on television? Because
I'm sure it's a conversation every year, but like that conversation should always include, I think, Rap Album at this point.
Right. I would think so too. But I'm just wondering if they were like, okay, who's in the rap category? Who's here tonight? Mm-hmm. And who might actually win?
Right.
Drake posted something during the award show. He was basically, he just reposted a quote that he said when he was at the Grammys, like, if you've already won, if you are having people singing your song word for word, you're a hero in your hometown. And then he goes, to all you incredible artists, remember this show isn't the facts. It's just an opinion of a group of people whose names are kept secret. Literally, you can Google it. Congrats to anybody winning anything for hip hop, but this show doesn't dictate ish in our world.
It doesn't. That's a fact.
But I still don't understand Drake's deal with the whole thing, though. He's always been, like, so anti before he could even... I mean, he could have been a part of sort of changing it, too, to some degree. I don't know. He's always kind of checked out from the beginning. It feels like.
Well, I also think Drake worries about winning, like, Album of the Year and these pop awards, too, and being put in these pop categories. He doesn't want that on his... He already gets enough blowback from being mainstream.
You mean if he were to get nominated in those categories?
Right.
But they could do that without him if they wanted to. I feel like it might be more like he just doesn't want
to. No, I think the artist has to submit. The artist has to submit.
Right.
Well, right, and that's not happening. So even if he were more involved in the awards, he could just still submit in only the hip hop categories.
I don't know if that's I don't know enough about it, but at any rate, yeah, no, I think what Drake is saying is facts. It doesn't dictate. However, you know, that's what Jay-Z's saying. Jay-Z's like, look, keep showing up until they and take your respect. You know what I mean? Because these spaces that we're not represented in, and you can take this whether it is hip hop, black folks, women, you know, LGBTQ community, wherever in life, in these spaces where, you know, they don't want to give you your respect. Keep showing up and make sure you get it. And I think that's why he was saying it.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:08, a high of 44 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, we got to play that Killer Mike, man. And Laura, I'm telling you, this is why the Flash and Lights report is the best report on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Why? Because you made mention of Killer Mike's awards, and we didn't even have to talk about him being arrested. Because I don't want that to overshadow the award. I don't want, you know, there's a lot of people that's the convo.
Nah.
I saw a lot of people posting about him being arrested. They never even posted about his awards.
I saw him getting a lot of love, though. So,
as he should. He swept the rap category.
But to Ebro's point, I can totally see that, you know, people just talking about that because it's more salacious. Well, that's really good.
Right.
Burger. He went 3 for 3 is the something. You know what I mean?
It's the super something. And we've known Killer Mike how long since he put out his first album?
It's 20 years. 21 years, something like that.
Then he went and started a group with LP called Run the Jewels, which has its own popularity, doubled back and put out this super heartfelt musical hip-hop production, barring it up, talking about real ish on the album. And I'm going to tell you something. While the Grammys gets a lot wrong, when it comes down to like making sure things that are well done and well produced get its just due and get acknowledged, they do a damn good job year after year. Because it is about craftsmanship and skill level on that show. It's not about sales. It's not about how popular your song is all the time. Run this from the top. This is Scientists and Engineers. Andre 3000 put out a flute album.
Come on.
And won a rap Grammy in the same year.
Come on. Look at hip hop. Put your muscle like a kid.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
The real question today, 800, there's a few of them. I got a few. Let's just open the lines, man. Let's just open them up. There's a few things to talk about today. There's one, are Knicks faithful offended that I'm a Knicks fan now? Straight bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean.
And Shani, you can't even chime in on this.
I'm always New York.
But you're not a fan enough to answer the question.
Yeah, you can't speak on behalf of what's going on with the Knicks fans in the city right now. Like Jalen Brunson is one of the hottest players in the league. Like the team is third in the East.
Hey, bro, I'm a little offended. You know why?
Go for it.
Because I feel that it's cool if you bandwagon it from a team from out of town. But you can't go from Brooklyn to the Knicks. You can't do that. That's just offensive. You can't do that. If you're in Brooklyn, stay on that side. If you're New York,
you
fans,
always have said that Brooklyn is your home team.
Yeah, no, I said my local team.
It's your local team.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You could go Lakers, Knicks. You could go Boston. Knicks.
So wait, no.
None of this is valid.
Brooklyn Knicks, bro. We're talking bandwagon jumping, Rosenberg. Not just bandwagoning.
No, listen. I almost pulled a hammy. I jumped the bandwagon so crazy. I might have sprained an ankle. I just had knee surgery. The way my knee held up when I jumped that bandwagon was crazy. Shout out to hospital for special surgery. You know what I'm saying?
Wobbly.
So that was the first thing. So Knicks fans, call up. Let me know if I'm welcome to celebrate with y'all. You know what I mean? And then the second thing I want to talk about was the Grammys. Like, I don't think, as much as, listen, it's music. It's a celebration tonight of music. So many great things happen. Do the people actually watch the Grammys?
I think, okay, so my friends that have nothing to do with the entertainment industry, I find it really funny because to see what they like. So they're starting, because they're starting off their day, starting to send me like little clips of what happened last night. So
Which
think
means
a lot
they didn't
people,
watch.
Exactly. Right. They go to social media and catch up on the summaries, the performances, and that's their way of saying, oh, yeah, I saw the performance at the Grammys, but they will not sit through an award show.
Rosenberg, you pay attention to ratings a lot. Do you know, like, have you ever seen, like, how many people actually watch the Grammy? Do we even know?
I don't know what the number. I don't have a way to. I can't predict. I don't know what last year was to predict what this year is. It's in the millions of,
I would think
10 million.
10? Okay.
You know, whereas, like, I do think the Oscars at its biggest was getting, like, 50 million.
Oh, so that's a big number.
At its biggest. Now, it's way down from that now, I believe. But I'm curious to what last night did. I don't know whether people prioritized it. There's no sport, no big sports last night. I mean, it's Super Bowl's next week. You know what I mean? It was just a regular night. NHL was off. You had a few basketball games on. There wasn't a whole lot going on sports-wise.
And if they do, they'll watch it for like an hour. They ain't staying up late.
Yo, listen, I didn't even turn it on last night. All I did after I finished, being my lady's photographer for a maternity shoot was go to my phone. Like, I didn't even have interest in turning it on. There was nothing I wanted to see. Now,
you played yourself. There would have been a lot I was just about to ask.
Like, what did I miss?
You and your lady would have sat there and watched basically the whole show.
Really?
Laura, wouldn't you agree it was one of those shows where it was a constant what's coming up next? You're like, all right, I got to see this. And you just kept watching and kept watching. And even the pop awards are in a place where you care about a lot of people involved in it. And then, like, you have Latin awards. Seeing Karol G win an award, you know, like, we all like Billie Eilish. There's so many good people doing dope things right now, particularly women. And then the throwback stuff they did was dope. All night, they're like, you get Tracy Chapman performing early.
When I saw that Tracy Chapman clip.
You would have loved that.
Yo, do we have Tracy Chapman? His name is Luke Combs. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. There's two Lukes, but Luke Combs, I think, is his
name. Luke Combs, yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people who have been hearing this Luke Combs fast car, and they don't really realize that a black woman originally made that song.
Well, they know now, because he made the entire video leading up to it was him talking about the meaning of that song.
Yes. So
his performance of Fast Car amounted to kind of more of a tribute to Tracy Chapman. It was a little bit more of that.
I like the guy even more now.
Bro, when they were singing to each other, she kept smiling at him. It was just beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
It was.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, this song when I was a kid, bro, this was the joint.
Big tune.
You got a fast car. I wanna take us anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
Sounds fantastic.
Zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Be myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plane. Inside of here, been looking at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive to around my children. I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Man, that's good, man. Really,
that was
really
a vibe.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, too, some of the most exciting things happening in music are not in hip-hop. We're living in a time where this hip-hop thing is really slowing down. Like, there's a country group named Warren Treaty, a husband and wife duo that's super fire, bluesy country. You have this little moment right here. You have, obviously, the Billie Eilishes of the world. Then even SZA winning an award with Phoebe Bridges, which I think was, which category was that in, Laura Style? Was it like in an alternative, like rock category or something? Because it's a fire song from SZA's album.
It was Best Pop Duo or Performance.
Best Pop Duo Performance. Yeah, which is fire.
For Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah, it's fire. So it's just a lot of, there's a lot of great stuff. And then you have just even the magnitude of a Taylor Swift.
And she won her fourth album of the year, which she becomes the first artist ever to win four different album of the year awards.
Crazy.
There were her and three others had done three, and she was the first. And then she announced her new album last night.
And she got an award for album of the year and announced the new album?
She won an award earlier for a song, and when she won for the song, she was like, now I'm going to share something I've been keeping a secret. My new album is blah, 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 and it comes out blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go backstage and post the cover art. And it was so trite and annoying. I was trying to like Taylor last night, but it was annoying.
Damn.
It just seemed very forced to me. By the way, we haven't mentioned Best New Artist. Victoria Monet won Best New Artist.
Yes. Well, Laura mentioned that in Flash and Light a second ago, but yes.
Oh, but like, yeah, I wasn't thinking about it relative to, you know, that was an interesting category. That's where you had Ice Spice and Jelly Roll and a lot of these big names that, like, popped off this year. And it's funny to me. Congrats to Victoria Monet. I just don't think of her as, like, brand new this year.
And, well she's definitely had an album before. She definitely had an album before. But she's also been a songwriter before, right? Like, she's got hits with Ariana Grande. So
yeah, Ariana Grande put like a post on social media, like a really sweet one, just giving her all her flowers because she's been at this for a long time.
So that's a big deal. Let's go to the phones, actually. I was asking Knicks fans if it was okay for me to be on the bandwagon. Let's go to...
You're going to get cooked.
Don't be a hater. I might get love out here. Let's go to Jamal. Jamal's on the line. Jamal, I'm good on the Knicks bandwagon.
Nah, my boy.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm gonna tell you why
you're not valid, bro.
You know, tell me
why. Because the suffering has been too long. You know, we done been through this for a long time.
Yo, but I've been such a supporter of the Knicks fans.
I've been listening to the show for a long time. This ain't never been a Knicks centric program, and it's
no. I can't support. Listen, I still have a problem with the ownership.
So just lay out,
absolutely,
man. I mean, but you still
absolutely
got problems with them, and you're joining.
That's a part of. That's when you own. When you have a team, you own it. The ups and downs, the good, the bad, and you ain't been riding with us.
We're good on
you right now, brother.
Yeah, I respect it.
You can do, what, just watch your pronouns. Don't say we, don't say us. What you can do is say how good it's good for the city.
It's great for the city. Yo, Jamal, I'm glad we're here now.
No, but
that's
you're not. You're not we.
But do not say we and do not say us.
He said both.
Come on, you bro, don't do that.
Nah, we doing it. We doing it. Let's go, Knicks.
We know where you're from, Brooklyn and Lakers. All other teams get love. Knicks, yo, we here, baby.
Let's go to
we
Joel here. On the line. Thank you, Jamal.
Ebro's an all teams matter kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Good morning. Yo, good morning.
Yo, Joel's welcoming me on the Knicks bandwagon. Thanks, Joel.
Nah, I ain't welcoming you on the bandwagon, bro. I'm sorry. I got to keep it real, bro. It's like if you born in New York and raised in New York, you can't go to another out-of-state team. I never understood that.
Yeah, nah.
I never understood that. I hate. We've been taking so many hate from us fellow New Yorkers amongst ourselves for them to talk trash about the Knicks and now jump on the bandwagon.
Yo, can I walk alongside the bandwagon? Like, I'm not on it, but, like, you know, it's kind of like on the parade. Like, when, you know, when the parade goes on, and it's like you're not actually on the float. You just get to walk next to the float.
I think you can. It's going to be crazy if we win the championship, man. It's going to be crazy. You see what Kai Sinat did last time he came to the city over a giveaway. Imagine a championship.
Yo, the city is going to be upside down, bro. In a good way. I hope it's a mostly all positive way.
I mean, y'all just jump straight to the championship. We got some time, guys.
Hey,
we got some time to figure it out.
Don't do us like that, Rosenberg. You know what I'm saying? Let us man celebrate. Yeah, thanks, Joel. Thank you so much.
Talking to y'all, man. Nice listening to y'all, too.
I love you, bro. Thank you for the love. Let's get to the gurus. Let's do it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
One second.
All right, cool. We'll get there whenever you feel like it, man. We'll be ready.
Some things in place.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Couture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruAtEbroInTheMorning.com. TheGuruAtEbroInTheMorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite to fight for what's right.
That's what we do.
Shani Couture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Ah, zen. Rosenberg, who is out there in need of the guru help?
Zen.
Peace to the flute god.
Peace to the gods.
So many people to help. So many SKUs.
So, the gurus have everything. So many SKUs.
I thought about that. My dad's new favorite place to go is the Amazon Fresh that they have by their house. And I went with him and I felt like so many SKUs. There's so much here. TheGuruAtEbroInTheMorning.com. TheGuruAtEbroInTheMorning.com. Send your emails today.
That's right.
And we can be your destination for clarity as we try to guide ourselves, each other, and you through this thing we call life.
That's right. To save lives. Live.
No one's perfect, Shawnee. We're all just working. God is working on all of us. Am I right, my brother?
Talk that talk, my brother.
Here we go. This is an interesting one.
People need to start working on themselves, too. Help God out. Keep it on.
Try yourself. You should probably work on it as well.
Do a little something.
Yeah. I mean, don't let him do all the work. You might be waiting a long time. He's got a long list of people to get to.
It's busy out there.
Hey, gurus. I thought this would be a great email for Rosenberg to read during Black History Month.
Okay.
I'm a black guy.
Okay.
90s hip-hop junkie. Native New Yorker.
Okay.
And I hate the N-word.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I think it's one of the worst parts of our culture. Hasan Minhaj, formerly Hasan Minhaj, had a powerful quote in which he said, quote, "Nothing says I used to own you like the N-word."
Mm.
Anyways, I stopped saying it in my 20s and trained my brain so much that I edit myself like a white person when I sing along to rap records.
Proud of you, bro. This is great.
Here's the issue. Now I'm in my mid-40s. It's starting to bother me hearing it so often in casual conversation. I thought at this age we'd grow out of it. It especially annoys me when some of my close friends still use it around me when they know I hate it. I have one female friend who without fail greets me with my N-word. Just like the Training Day meme. Do I ignore it? Do I ask them not to say it around me? Everyone says it. What do I do? Longtime listener and noticed Ebro stopped using it on air. Would love to know the story behind it. P.S. I've started a petition to have Charlamagne stop saying it on air. I've left a link for you below if you want to share.
Interestingly enough, I had heard Charlamagne say that he was going to stop years ago. I didn't realize that it was still going on, but I stopped because I never really was into it like that. I never really did it like that. Because I don't believe that the N-word is a word that is like universally accepted. I know we live in an area here in New York where a lot of people whose descendants were not a part of the transatlantic slave trade or even have a black experience feel like because they grew up in an area, it's all good. It's not all good, bro. People let it slide. But it is a curse word. It's a dirty word. And most of my family, like, I was raised that that's not even language you're allowed to use in the house. Like, we don't talk like that in the house. Like, that's street talk. It's curse words. It's not cool. And I think if you don't like it and don't want it to be used, I think you continue to let people know that that's not something they should do with you. Take that stand. Stand on business, as they say.
Or change your circle.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Because I actually have friends who feel the same way, and I try not to use the word around them. I have a friend, a really good friend that I'm with all the time, who's like, yo, I don't like that word.
Right.
Your friend says that?
Yes. And he's from New York, and he's from the Bronx. And he did, but it's facts. What? There's no way around it. People, listen, people try to make claim that, like, using, oh, it's just a word. Words have meaning, man. Words have
history.
Meaning. Words have history.
And power.
Words have power. All of that. And so, yeah, the guy who emailed, he's absolutely correct. Stand on business, bro, and we all need to do better. There's no excuse. And I'm one of the people that literally I don't make excuses for the N-word. There's no justification for it other than laziness, ignorance, and being hard-headed. There's really no excuse.
You mean you're saying there's no, you don't see any upside? There's no.
There is no upside. There is no upside.
So maybe if he's just vocal about how he feels, like if he tells his group, like, hey, guys, I'm not comfortable. Like, this ain't cool. This is not going to fly with me. Maybe if he just expresses how he feels as friends, they should be able to listen and, you know, and then just, you know, be honest and just be like, respect him, respect his wishes.
Well, and then here's my favorite part. Everybody back when I was growing up in the 80s and the N-word started to make its way into rap music and all that, because that wasn't always the case. Let's be clear. You can go back and listen to rap records and street rap records. They wasn't using the N-word like that. Right
at the very beginning, not really. It didn't come. Early 90s.
Yeah, not at all.
93, 94, 92, 93. It started to really pop up.
And people try. Oh, there's a difference between the N word with an A and an ER on the N.
I mean, I think all of it is dependent on who it's coming from. I'm not gonna defend it. I think it's funny, but I think he's not gonna change society. So he's got to change his circle or his perspective.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all. And also, too, like, man, you know, there's other groups that use derogatory terminology jokingly and in an affectionate way. It's not just the N-word. Towards each other.
Right.
And people from the outside, like, you ain't, as a man, you're not just walking up to a girl talking about, oh, what's up, my bitches? Even though they might be like, bitch this, hoe that, bitch whatever. Right. Not talking crazy to each other, having fun with each other. Yeah. As an outsider to that gender group, you're not walking up using that language.
Yeah.
So everybody's got terms, like different groups have terms. I've heard many different groups use terms, and they're doing it playfully. The N-word has gotten to a place where you have people, just because it's cool in our society to disrespect black people, let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very commonplace to be disrespectful to black folks black folks' journey in this country and history. It's very commonplace. It happens all the time. And that's our fault. And I can't speak for all black people. I can only speak for my experience. But we've allowed some of that to happen by our lack of organization and our lack of speaking out. So I'm proud. I'm proud dude wrote this.
And what's the exact question? Because if it's a...
He said, what should he do?
Do I ignore it? Do I ask them not to say it around me?
Yes, you ask them not to say it around me. Yes. Stand on business.
No, I ignore it and ask them.
Well, I mean, tell them, but you can't change people, is what I'm saying.
No, but he can change the way people... See, that's the problem. The problem is, if you don't like something, stand on it.
Yeah. Right. So I'm saying...
Just ask them not to...
Right.
If he makes it uncomfortable for them not to say it around him, it's going to become a thing. It's going to become a conversation piece, and that's when he can...
I think Shawnee's saying ignore them when they refer to you that way, not ignore the issue.
Yeah, don't ignore the issue. And also just, he's saying he's hearing it everywhere. And again, I'm not trying to give it a pass. If anybody is saying anything that bothers you, then yes, but you have to figure out how to cope in some respects. Because if it's within the music, it's within the culture, it's within your family, if you don't have the luxury of disassociating yourself from those people, you're going to have to find a way for it to ignore it in some fashion. But yes, speak your piece and make sure people don't say things that bother you. But you got to figure out the balance in your mind, because you're emotionally connected to it in a way that, you know, some people aren't. So you got to figure out what's going to bring you peace.
I've definitely been around people... It happened to us. We was having a morning show. It was like Ebro in the Morning Cruise or something. Some little white dude. You know, he had his little fade and whatever. You could tell he was into hip hop. He wanted to come up to me. He's like, what's up, my N word? I was like, yeah, I don't play like that, bro. I don't play like that. I don't even have white friends that I would allow to do that ever in life.
Right. Or white friends who would be the type of white people to attempt to do that.
Right. And so, yeah, that's definitely not a thing. And I've had a couple of, people I've interacted with that are from New York. And they think, you know, because they listen to hip-hop and other black people have allowed them to use the N-word, that is a transferable thing, as if your individual black friend or your black folks that you interact with in your neighborhood speak on behalf of all black folks. They don't. That's not a thing.
Oh, the N-word pass is not real, you're saying? You can't keep that in your wallet?
There is no pass.
Nah, ain't no pass.
Oh, got it. Can't pull out all of your wallet?
But you know, I'm from a black neighborhood, and that's just how they talk. Okay, over there.
Right.
Okay, so we all agree that he should definitely speak his mind and say how he feels, right?
Absolutely.
Just tell his group of friends, be honest about how you feel, and hopefully they will respect you.
Hopefully. Stand on business.
Stand on business.
Hopefully they're not like, shut up.
Yo, Shawnee.
I'm just playing.
Shawnee. Zen.
Sorry, Zen.
See? It's all fun and games.
Yo, man.
It's all fun and games. All fun and games. Terrible. Listen, Shawnee, you want to use that as your black fact or do you have one ready for today?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready.
He's ready.
Oh, nice. Next, Shawnee Culture with the black fact and Laura Styles with the flashing light.
Yes, coming up, Flashing Lights Report. Usher gives us a little hint on his plans for the Super Bowl halftime show. We'll talk about it next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Prepared you actually are. See how prepared this black fact situation is for Black History Month on this program. Yo, Lord, don't lie, man. What are you talking about?
He's good. I have faith in him.
Well, you was working with Shawnee Culture to make sure he had his black fact?
I just been sending him inspiration. That's
it. Yeah, every year she'll send me like.
Yo. Laura's been producing the black fact for Shawnee
Culture. I'm just helping.
But every year she'll be like, yo, peek this dude. I see him on my timeline. He's got some dope facts.
So right? I sent you cool stuff, right?
Yeah, it's just like producing to me. It's time for Shiny Culture's Black Fact.
No.
On this fifth day of Black History Month.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's, you know, the thing is, like, I usually have a lot of, sometimes it's more concise, but I kind of just wanted to talk about it a little bit because I have to be honest, like, Black History Month is not something that I'm always happy about or proud about, okay, to keep it a buck. You know, it continually reminds us that annually we are great but forgotten. Right? And that we have this ongoing struggle with America. And that, and this, I mean, the fact that we're people that don't know our culture and are considered a color in itself is an issue. Right? We were at one point, just like the man previously had an issue with people using the N-word, but you know, we also were considered niggas. Niggas from Ethiopia, which translates to kings. So it's just like, it bothers me sometimes when I see that we only focus on our history starting from slavery, when really our history comes way before slavery. But because we don't know the tribes that we come from, the traditions, you know, who our kings were, our queens were, what our foods were, we can only resort back to like 400 years and have to take pride in this month to be able to like find some type of connection to who we are. And it only comes out of a certain level of pain. Mm. So it is just, for me, it's a bittersweet. You know, and though even, let's say, look, we disagree with Kanye many times. This dude is crazy. He says a lot of crazy things. But there was one thing I think he was kind of onto when he spoke about Black Future Month or Black Future. Because I don't always want to see black movies that talk about, you know, how we got hung. I want to talk about what's going on in the future for us, who we are as businessmen and black businesses, and what we can do to not celebrate music that only wants to glorify killing ourselves. Where are we going with this as a culture and as black people? It has to be a deeper conversation. The movies we see can't just be based off our pain and what we've been through and, you know, and our inventors. Because we've invented almost everything. Almost everything that you could think of. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just spreading my thoughts, but I think together, collectively, as black people, African people, kings and queens, we have to figure out how we can join together and speak about where we're going to go. And though we have to know about our past in order to go know what our future is going to be, let's focus on the future and not our pain and our struggles. Mm. And that's the black fact.
Ebro in the morning. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Word. Now, flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Shiny didn't have no black fact ready. He just wanted to talk.
I did. Yeah, no black fact.
But it was good, though.
Nah. When I started, I kept going. But, you know, I'll talk about this sister tomorrow who invented the first home security system. Her and her husband. Her name is Marie Van Britten Brown. And I had that ready. But at the same time, again, you know what I'm saying? We just always inventing, like, you know what I mean? It's cool.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
It's cool. But it's always like, did y'all know that we's invented? That's how I feel sometimes. So, you know what I mean?
You feel like, basically what you're trying to say is you feel like when you're talking about, hey, we invented this, we did this great thing, we did that great thing, it's like you're looking for validation.
Yeah.
Right. And when it's like, more than just a simple thing that one person invented.
I think the one thing that's often overlooked when we're frustrated by these things, Shawnee, is to remind ourselves that we're only 14% of the population in a white supremacist racist society that wants to erase us from the conversation anyway, sure, and move on without acknowledging our contribution. So while I agree with you, there's always the constant fight. Because guess what? We, our ancestors, built this physically.
Right.
We were not only the physical builders, but also the commodity.
For sure. Which is why I stated,
Wall Street doesn't exist without the commodity of black bodies.
Right.
And so, while I agree, we also have to make sure it's not forgotten any race, because it will if we let it.
And that's your flashing lights report.
Right. Wait, before I get out of here, we do have tickets for caller number 9 at 800-223-9797 for something for her Valentine's Day. Tickets to Ladies Night R&B Love Fest February 9th to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, The Lox, and many more. And all those who win will qualify for the grand prize dinner for two. Flowers, diamond earrings made hot by Brooklyn Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.